It was not until September 1863, a whole year after the shares went on sale, that the 2,000 shares were subscribed at $1,000 each, the minimum 10% that had to be put down for a $10,000 share. With the down payment, there was a total of $2 million for a road that was going to cost anywhere from $100 million to $200 million, or perhaps more. It was too risky a proposition for most American capitalists. No one knew if a train could be run over the Rockies in winter, or what the road over the mountains and through the desert would cost to build. With a war on, there were too many, too fat profits to be made in shorter-term, less risky investments. People could not imagine how big this project was going to be, or the potential returns. But with the 10% in hand, the UP was able, on September 25, 1863, to call for a meeting of the stockholders for October 29, 1863. On that day, the original commissioners were discharged, and a board of 30 directors elected. The next day, the board elected General John A. Dix, who had been associated with the Mississippi and Missouri Railroad, as president. Dignified, polite, but at 65 years of age, an old man by mid-19th century standards, Dix was known to everyone of note in New York and most of those in Washington, but he was a titular chief only. The real leader of the corporation was Doc Durant, who took the title of vice president. So the Union Pacific was born, more than a year after Congress passed the Pacific Railroad Bill and Lincoln signed it.